Blog Talk Radio.
Should be the show. Topic of the show is riffraff, but I'm gonna just be brief. I'm trying to be positive, cause everybody in this world is positive, you know. But I had such a tough life, and one type of people that I just can't deal with is people who just there to use. I'm already dealing with people trying to sabotage my destiny to be a lead singer and a rock star. To be in the music business because my age or my look or whatever. I mean, I'm real young still, but even if I was older or whatever, you know, that's always going to be something that's going to happen to various individuals who are aspiring, who really want to do the right thing, who really want to, you know, be successful. I'm also dealing with someone who's trying to steal my publishing for Unique. You know, you see the Unique video. I'm the co-songwriter for that. I have the publishing. I'm trying to get it in publishing, and I have the copyright. I own that song, at least 50%. And someone's trying to steal that, so I can't deal with that type of riffraff. People are out to use, manipulate, take away dreams, and this happens to me quite often, unfortunately, where I had to deal with people who, you know, have nothing better to do but to try to limit my potential. You know, I sing and I write. You know, my singing is like an instrument as well as a vocalist, but I use it to write, and I also, you know, play in different some instruments. But, you know, I was having ups and downs because as a rock singer, it's different from a pop singer, you know? So, you know, I sing out melodies and stuff, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because someone heard me and think I could be in the music business. I have to keep away from negative people and individuals. And we know what riffraff people are. They have nothing better to do. They're going to stay where they are, but try to manipulate a gifted or aspiring person like me or you who wants to better ourselves. Now, for me and you, the best thing is to continue what we're doing and to stay away from these type of people. We cannot have aspiring or gifted people or people who wants to do something with their lives or creative, intellectual, or et cetera, hang around with some loser regardless of economic status, regardless who want to try to take advantage of them or who wants to self-destruct themselves. We can't hang around people who can't help themselves. That is the thing, you know. Also, another thing that I had to deal with is someone downloaded my books online, you know, without me knowing. They want a freebie, a free book. You know, they don't want to pay for the book. They want to get everything free. They don't want to make an effort at anything. I can't deal with those type of individuals. I mean, there are lots of good people. I mean, people do the best they can. Some people are in a situation where, you know, if they're disabled or they can't work, fine, but they're really trying their best by being honest, volunteering, or are really honest with people and really want to do something regardless, you know, in some form or another, do something, you know, or creative. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about very dishonest people who sit, lay on their ass and do nothing, or stay in a situation and try to sabotage my chance to be successful, telling people in the industry I ain't well enough, I'm too old, trying to steal my freaking publishing over my song that they didn't write. I wrote the song. I own it by law. 50%. Only other person is David Waterbury. But the situation is that should not be the case. I come across these individuals who have nothing better to do, come over to where I'm at to try to prevent me from being successful. They don't, as I made a video, they don't want me to be a business person. They don't want me to be a doctor or lawyer or anything of responsibility. That way they can sabotage my success. I can't let that happen. I can't deal with this riffraff. Because the riffraff are all around us, leeches. They're dishonest, and they have nothing better to do. They're evil. And people have opinions about my singing, my voice. I don't really care, you know. I'm reached the point. I'm going to continue to do it, you know. I'm on recordings. I've done it. Someone is aspiring, I would never try to sabotage their success. There were people who I saw were making it in the industry who got a record contract, who have made it on the charts. Did I want to sabotage their success? No way. in hell would I do that. That's because I'm a good person. I'm responsible. Unfortunately, some people, the riffraff, are not. You know who they are, of all types, regardless of ethnic background, regardless of economic background, rich, poor, whatever. They will hurt people. If you know somebody got talent, or someone who belongs at a leasing spot, or if you're somebody who has the intelligence to go to the top, don't get in their way. It's going to hurt you in one way or the other. Well, if you are an artist like me who make music, get your publishing, own it as much as possible. If you made it, you're the copyright owner. Copyright owner is for the songwriter. That's not for, it's not for someone else to take advantage of you. I can understand if you want to sign a deal with somebody, if you work with somebody, give publishing agreements or something with a record company or a business person in the industry, that's a different story. Yeah, you're trying to get to this next level, yeah. But if someone wants to take it away from you and try to prevent you from owning your own music, and they're going to try to use it and try to take it in their name and try to give it to somebody else and pretend to be like they're the songwriter, that's wrong. That's a thief. That is a riffraff. But the downloading of my books, you know, I wrote in a lot of books. I did not want people reading my books for free. You know, I already got individuals who are jealous of me who don't want me to be successful. I had to go to get education because it helps me with my potential with music. I got individuals who are trying to stop me from going further with my education because they were jealous. Education is freedom. Get a job or volunteer. If you can't get a job, volunteer. Do something productive, honest. Do something creative. The reason why I say this is that we are all in different genres and different levels of understanding, thought processes, as well as abilities. Some people are not able to, some people are, but they do something positive. I'm talking about the dishonest who want to leech. They say, they all talk, hey, or want to hang out with somebody to take advantage of them. I can't do that. I don't want no lazy, dangerous individual coming around me trying to mess up everything. I have to hang around those who want to inspire, volunteer, create, work, go to the next level. Make your job, everybody in the world's dreams come true. To the riffraff, I'm sorry. You need to be in some way incarcerated. Evil to take away someone's dream.